All right, on today's episode, we are talking about how to make more money from content marketing. You're putting in all the effort. Now, how is it going to yield on your bottom line? Let's dive in and find out. Cue the theme song. See you on the inside.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, so we are talking about making the money today, how we can make more money from content marketing. So really, what content marketing is all about is driving, attracting more traffic to your website, ideally, and from there, you can sell things. So what it really comes down to is you can sell your own products, services, or programs, and or other people's products, services, and programs. So let's start with our own, because these are the reasons that as entrepreneurs, we're actually willing to take advantage of content marketing strategies. We know that inbound marketing, attraction marketing, content strategy, all of these things can be a lot less expensive than traditional paid solutions. And all of the efforts and time that we put in are, compounding. So when, you know, we're working on this information, we keep that stuff updated. We keep our blog posts updated. We're continuing to add to it, linking back and forth to different posts. All of that stuff stays and it starts to attract more and more and more attention. So that is a continually returning investment, and that's definitely one that we want to take advantage of. Now, how does that actually work? So let's talk about selling our own products and services, programs, whatever it is that you're selling. So the idea is that you're utilizing content marketing strategies to go out there and help to find and attract cold leads, people who may already be searching for what it is that you can help them with, the problem that you solve, the problem that they have. That's exactly what we're after. So we know that you are creating your content with the idea that you're attracting people in. And if you have looked at any of our previous episodes as well, you know that you have a core strategy that you're going to follow, because it's not just about the initial marketing attraction. We also, like, we want to bring those people in, but we're going to continue to feed up and serve them valuable information at the point that they need it. So wherever they're at in that customer journey, we want to pay attention to, as their needs change, their desires change, all of those things, we want to be able to respond, right? Okay, so how does it ultimately get to the end, not the end, but almost the end of the customer lifecycle, where they're actually purchasing? For those of you that are wondering what's after the purchase, that is resells, upsells, cross-sells, and referrals. We want them to continue that loop. Okay, so how do we keep them engaged? How do we get them to that revenue place where we're making more money from our content? Okay, so first of all, in order to know more money, how are we going to make more from our content strategy? We have to know first how much we're already making, which means that you have to have some tracking measurements in place. If your content is coming from emails or text messages, I mean, at the sales stage, you're probably going to have a lot of their information. You're probably going to know what's converting. So which emails, which links, which programs, which social posts are bringing people into your workshops, what workshops are promoting, what are the things that are working? And you won't know those until you already know, you know, how much you're selling. And I'm not just talking dollars. We want to know, what is the conversion rate? How many people are coming in versus how many people are interested versus how many people are actually purchasing. These are all metrics that you're going to want to watch. And I know I'm going to get off my soapbox here because I keep preaching about metrics, but seriously, so many business owners do not even know and understand their metrics. You're not paying attention looking at it. So when you're like, I want to get more sales. Okay, well, how many are we already getting? Are you already at the max of what the conversion is going to be coming out of that? Like, are you already closing 50%? If so, wow, amazing. Are you closing like 1%? Okay, probably some room for improvement, right? So you have to pay attention to those numbers. So ultimately, our content marketing strategy is bringing people in. More eyeballs means more people seeing your offer, means more people should convert through your offer. That's what this whole game is all about. So how do we take advantage of the content that you're producing and this whole content strategy in order to increase the number of eyeballs on your offer? Well, that's easy. That comes from content repurposing. We are going to take what messaging is working and we're going to repurpose it, meaning it's going to become a whole bunch of different types of media and different ways that we can get this out, different platforms we can get this out in order to get your message in front of more people more often when they need it. And that is going to yield more to your bottom line, right? Okay, so I'm going to dive into the structure of this a little bit. One of the things you guys have heard me preach about is you're going to create your initial core content and whatever form that is. For us, it is our podcast or our soon to be coming content quickies, which you can find on YouTube, insert plug. Anyway, we are creating video elements to start from. Now, from those video elements, we produce our podcast audio files. And then our other big thing that we are producing is our blog post. The reason we're producing a blog post is because we want to be able to grab that Google search traffic from people who are out looking for the problems that we are solving. So we already done our research and said, okay, what are people searching for? Out in the online world, what are the problems that they have in relation to how we help with content marketing, with attraction websites, with traffic control, with marketing automation, all the systems and things that we offer? I already know what are the things that people are searching for. So we produce our content based around that, which helps us to then find and capture more people. The reason we're putting it in a blog is because that's the best method. I mean, we have our YouTube videos as well. Those do come up as long as they're optimized. But social channels and Google, especially, they like to be able to provide more information. So if your target customer is out there looking for an answer to a problem and your competitors all are sending them straight to a sales funnel that, yes, has information, but is also asking for payment information, the platforms are less likely to send traffic to those platforms, whereas an informational site like a blog post, that's where these platforms like to send traffic to. So then how do we get them from traffic to money? Back to the bottom line. Well, there are several ways that we can do this. So one of the things that we recommend is making sure that you have enticing, attention-getting, relevant lead magnets that will show up in your blog post. So people are reading along, they're like, cool, this is great information. Oh, hey, I can get an ebook that's going to give me even more. Yeah, opt in. Right there, that's growing your list. So as soon as people opt in on your list, this is where our marketing automation takes over, right? So we have a series of emails that starts to explain who we are and how we help people and provides other resources and information. So when you are building your list, you know that that is an asset that you can promote to in the future. And you can also do, you know, other messaging like text messaging, Facebook Messenger, voicemails, all those kinds of things, right? That becomes part of your content strategy as you're figuring out what type of media you're going to communicate with people in what areas of the customer journey. Okay, whew, I got a lot of soapboxes happening here today. All right. So people are coming in. So we want them to opt in. Now we can also promote right there on the blog post workshops or events or other products or programs that we have for sale right there on the blog. And you can have more than one offer showing up. Because if you go out and search for the best apple pie recipe, I don't care which blog you land on. If it's any one of the top, in the top like 20, you're going to be in there and you're going to see a whole bunch of other affiliate ads and paid ads, right? That, by the way, is the other way to make money. And we will get to that in just a moment. So for right now, we're talking about treat that space as your own advertising space. You have created a platform that's attracting more traffic, more eyeballs. Now, what are we going to sell them? We're going to sell them our own stuff, right? This is what we want to do. That's the whole point of growing our business. So make sure that there are ways to capture people that are interested in your information. Bring them to a lead magnet, an opt-in, a whatever you want to call it there. And that there's opportunities for them to be able to buy. Now, how is the best way to do this? This is by having a central traffic control site. Because all of your blogs are housed on this one site. And people can come in and be like, oh, I like this information. And right inside of here, it's like, oh, I'm also talking about how to set up your content marketing strategy or use our template to create your own content calendar. So they're going to start clicking around. That means they're clicking around and reading more of our information. It's exactly what we want. They're spending more time on our site. And what's happening is our authority is building the more time that they're on our site, absorbing our information. So eventually they're going to be like, okay, this person really gets me. I'm going to opt in. So opt in and away they go off on our automated series, which brings them into a getting started package that we have, we offer right from the emails. Having this central master traffic control site means that you have more eyeballs there. They're going to be bouncing around. People know how websites work. When you're on a blog, you also know that you can go up to the top generally and see a menu generally. And there are other things that you can go learn, like a contact page, an about page. On our master traffic control sites, we also include media pages and programs pages. So on the programs pages, it has every single thing that we offer, all of our free opt-ins, any free resources that we're sharing, all of our programs. Because somebody may come in and spend enough time in our world and be like, you know what? I don't need the getting started thing. I just want to go right to the done for you service. Cool. They won't know about that unless they've been through all of our, like our email onboarding and a bunch of different things like that. But if they're poking around on the site, we want them to be able to have access to the information that they need at the time that they need it. So that means really focusing your site to make sure that you are providing that resource that shows every place you speak, every place they can find you on different social channels, every single thing that you offer in terms of help, solutions, and that they can get around in your blog. That becomes super, super key when you're attracting all that traffic, because then you're keeping people in your little content world. Totally makes sense? All right. So the way that you're going to make more money from your content marketing strategy is by getting more eyeballs in, but also making sure that you have that conduit, that there is a way for them to access your products and programs that you're actually selling, and that you have automation designed to engage them and bring them to that point where they're ready to buy. Okay. Another fun way that you can actually monetize your own content. And this is actually an old tactic that's been around for quite a while, and I'm seeing it come back among digital marketers, which is really interesting, is having a subscription type service. Subscription service around your content could be that there are select blogs that are only available for people as part of your subscription service. Or what I have seen a lot is newsletters. So newsletter is still your content, still your information, but you are providing your information in the form of a newsletter, and people have to be on your newsletter subscription list in order to be able to receive that. It's a pretty cool way of sharing your information and promoting that in a different way that's kind of a non-intrusive sort of way. So it's one that I'm pretty intrigued by. So, you know, watch in the future here. We may have our own newsletter subscription service, maybe around content quickies. Got some things to think about. All right, so that is, in a nutshell, how you can make money from your own content by promoting your own products and services. So the other thing that I mentioned is that you can make money by promoting or selling other people's products or services. So there's a couple ways that you can do this. One, if you are attracting a certain type of audience, which you should be because you've done your avatar work, you know who you're after, you know what problems you solve. Those same problems that you are solving and people that you are attracting are also the same people that somebody else out there is looking for. So if they do not buy your products or services, or even if they do and there's something complimentary, because you are bringing that traffic in and capturing all that information, building your list, you are then in a position to promote somebody else's product or program by offering some sort of a joint venture where you are sharing your leads or you're talking to your leads, doing a promotion on behalf of someone else. I know that we've seen a lot of these and I know that it can kind of feel squidgy, but I'm telling you, if you get behind offers and you really make some connections with people, like for us, we work specifically with experienced businesses who already have a converting offer, because that's when you're ready to really get your content out there and really start scaling. Now, we still attract a lot of people who are in the beginner market or just getting started and aren't sure how to craft their offer that's going to take them to the next step. Fantastic. I don't have to solve that problem, because if I'm attracting those people and I know who they are, then I can also turn around and say, hey, you know what? My friend over here has this really amazing program and I think that you'd be a perfect fit for it. So I direct them over to my friend. I make affiliate commission. So I'm still making money off of that. And I'm helping my friend out, who is then, once he trains them and turns them around, then he is bringing them back to me and promoting my offer back, right? So this is the fantastic way of creating those collaborations so that you can promote other people's products and offers from the traffic that you are working so hard to collect. Now, there are a million different affiliate strategies and ways that you can even generate leads for people, writing blogs, like all those kinds of things. But I want to keep this simple right now. If we're talking about you're creating this content, you're generating this traffic, there are other ways that you can use that traffic to still monetize, even if it's not with your own products or programs. Hopefully that part is at least clear. And know that, like I have a friend, actually Eric, Mr. Eric Beer, has been on to do promotion. He has a very significant amount of money that flows through every month. And he literally, all he does is generate leads for other people. And it's very, very cool because there's nothing that he ends up having to fulfill on. He's just a traffic machine and he knows how to funnel it, where to send people to, and how to help various different places out. So, okay, whew, another soapbox. I need to start counting. All right, so the other way that you can, there are a million ways that you can monetize using other people's products and services, but I just want to keep this simple here. So another way that you can talk about is through paid sponsorship or promotion. If you have people that, like, let's say you have a JV opportunity and you know that the information that you are writing about is not necessarily your problem that you're solving, but instead you write information about somebody else's problem that they are solving, and you're still attracting that traffic in, that can become a paid sponsored entire page. Or maybe there's a complimentary product. You can put a little ad right inside of the blog post for somebody else's product or service with your affiliate link. So you're still making that money. And that same premise is exactly what you see with traditional bloggers. And like I mentioned, the apple pie recipe. So what they are doing is selling that same space. So they're still collecting traffic and then they're selling space spots on their site where they're, instead of selling it to someone in particular, they're selling advertising space. And then Google, or there's a lot of different channels that, that fall into that, but let's just say for simplicity's sake, Google will then feed ads into that based on the targeting and tracking and everything from the people who are visiting your site. So you can basically sell that space to Google or other companies that will pay you for advertising space. Kind of make sense? Personally, I don't like to get into those strategies because those are more kind of traditional blog strategies. And I think that as digital marketers, this is where we stand out. Mostly we want to sell and promote our own products or services, and where it does not necessarily completely fit our value ladder, that's a wonderful opportunity to then cross promote a JV opportunity so that you are in control of the promotions and sponsorships that your readers are seeing. I personally think that that's a much more customized and friendly experience than just selling it straight to Google, and probably also a lot more lucrative, which is yay, right? The other thing that you can really do is if you're getting really good at creating that information, doing your SEO research and writing posts and blog posts and pages and things that are actually attracting a lot of traffic, is you can hire that service out. You can hire yourself as a service out to other people so they can pay you for copywriting, or you can be a paid guest blogger on other sites. And so there are paid opportunities for that as well. Okay, so I know that there are a ton of other ways to make money out there that traditional bloggers are doing, but what I wanna talk about, what I really want you to focus on is, like, as a business owner who is not a blogger first, how is it that you are going to take the content that you're producing and use that to build your list, grow your bottom line, selling your products and services, and then how can you supplement that by helping to grow somebody else's business as well? Pretty amazing stuff, right? Okay, so if you want any more information, go check out thevirtualgen.com. This is our own master traffic controller site. So you can see all of the products, programs, services, freebies, resources, all the things that we offer and promote and share, all of it right there on our site. You can also see all of the social channels, ways to connect with us, and go leave a comment. And you guys, please go download this episode, write a review, rate it. Totally looking for some engagement here. And really love to hear your feedback on these. Okay, secondly, if you are looking for some killer resources from some of our amazing guests that have been on the podcast, go check out thecontenttoolbox.com. And there you can opt in for our resource library. And what that's going to give you is access to all of the freebies that not only we are providing, but also what all of our guests have been providing all over this time. We are nearing episode 100. Whoop. Watch out for some pretty awesome promotions coming the way of a relaunch here for episode 100. But that means that we've had a significant amount of guests, and that means we have a significant amount of resources to be able to share. So you do not want to miss out on getting access to all of that for completely free. So make sure you check out thecontenttoolbox.com, and I will see you guys on the next episode. All right.